Hey everybody, thanks for tuning into the In the Truck podcast. I'm your host, Dennis Brown. So Friday I had a plan for my day, and my plan was to deliver product to a customer who is on the other side of the Catskill Mountains. If you're not familiar with New York State's geography, the Catskill Mountains are not the Alps by any means. But there's still, you know, it's fairly large and significant peaks and valleys. I mean, you get in there, like a lot of mountain ranges, there's some small towns in there, but not much in the way of civilization. And so you have less than optimal road conditions most of the time. And there was a big storm came through Friday, a nor'easter, and so that it made that impossible. So I contacted that customer and said, listen, I'll be out to you first thing Monday morning. So my whole plan changed. I dealt with that as it came, and then we came up with a whole new plan for Monday. So first thing this morning, I needed to get up and get going and get out to this customer. And the first thing that happened was my daughter didn't feel well. All right, so she's more important than the customer. So I had to deal with that. We got that situated. And then my wife needed my help with something, which was unexpected. And okay, but my wife's more important than the customer. So, okay, so we dealt with that. And then I finally got going about an hour later than I had initially planned on. So I changed my route because I thought, okay, well, I'll go the more direct route, which is less highways, but it's more direct, and I'll make up some of the time on some of these back roads. And from the storm, it was a really wet, heavy snow where I was at, and I don't know what went on down here, but there was tons of trees down and power lines down, and as I was driving, I started seeing the tree limbs sort of cut right at the guardrail where road crews had been through and cleared the road. And then after about an hour or so, I started running into roads that were closed because there were power lines down in the road. And I heard that a lot of people had lost power, but I hadn't lost power, so I sort of didn't pay attention to it. It didn't affect me personally. Until it did. So then I had to find a new way to get there. I'd already gone so far that way, I didn't want to turn around and go back. It would have been far too long, so decided to try to sort of forge a new direction. And it was remote enough that the service for my, I use a cell phone as a GPS, the service for the GPS failed, and I lost not only my directions, but I lost the ability to recalculate. I couldn't search anything. A lot of the roads disappeared, and all the road names, excuse me, disappeared off the map. So, I was kind of blind in that. I got a pretty good sense of direction. I just sort of started heading the way I needed to go, and I counted three or four more roads that were closed. I think it would be easy in that situation to become very upset and very frustrated. So here's a plan now that's 4 days old. It's not working out the way that I planned for my life. And there's all these literal roadblocks that are forcing me to deviate and adding more time and changing what's going on and affecting the rest of my day from my perspective in a negative way. And I think it'd be very easy to become upset. I didn't become upset only because, I don't know, I guess I've been doing this long enough. And I have I think because I have enough of a rapport with my customers that I don't think I'm in any danger of losing business over these kinds of things. So I get to my customer, finally. It's a 2 hour and 40 minute trip. It took nearly 5 hours. It took about 5 hours, 4 hours and 50 minutes. It's almost double the time. And by the time I got there, he had gone for the day. You know, he had work he had to do. So I pull up in his, he lives on a dirt road. So I pull down this dirt road and I'm unloading the product, and I look, and right next to his house, about 30 yards away from where I'm standing in the snow, this sort of muddy, driven on snow, our deer, these four beautiful does. And I had walked over. We had this arrangement: when he's not there, I leave his invoice in his car. So I walked over to do that and kind of looked up, and they were just all standing there staring at me. And it's close. I mean, if you don't know deer, man, 30 yards is close. Most deer bolt, you know, at 80 yards, 100 yards. And they just stood there and kind of watched a little bit, and I stood and watched them. I think it made them nervous that I was standing and watching them. When I was walking around, that didn't seem to bother them, but when I was stopped and I was just staring at them, they didn't like it. And they actually moved away, but only about 6 yards, and they just went behind this tree. You know, still clear as day, but I think they just liked the idea of having something between us. And it was the most beautiful thing. I just stood there watching. They were all full grown, looked very healthy, and I don't know if it's obviously not legal, but I don't know if he's baiting them or feeding them or whatever. But they're just sort of in this little grove next to his house. And it was gorgeous. And I thought to myself, standing there in the snow, looking at these deer, man, if it wasn't for all those delays, if he had been here and there'd been noise and chaos going on when I got here, I wouldn't have seen these deer. I wouldn't have enjoyed this moment. And it's just a beautiful, peaceful moment, you know, really out in the country, not near anything, quiet. There were no birds chirping. There's no noises, no bugs. There's a little crickle of a creek off in the distance. There's a creek sort of off his property, so you could hear that. And other than that, silence, and just stand there with these deer. And it was just the most beautiful thing. And I just thought to myself, man, if it wasn't for the delays, if I'd been there Friday, if I'd been there early this morning, they wouldn't have been here. And it's one of those things, I think it's very applicable or analogous to life, in that in life we make up plans for ourselves, this path we're going to go down, and either, you know, situations totally outside of our control or decisions we make, that plan gets altered and changed and moved around. And it's easy to get stuck on that, to get stuck on the idea that you didn't get into the college you wanted to go to, or you made a mistake and a bad decision and turned an assignment in late and got a bad grade in school, or you didn't work as hard as you could have on an assignment, or you worked too hard, or at work, whatever the case may be, and something else suffered for it. Either you didn't get the promotion, or your wife is unhappy with you, or husband, I guess, whatever the case may be. It's easy to get sort of stuck obsessing about the things that didn't go the way we planned. And it's easy to get stuck obsessing about our plans having to change. But I think if you take it all in stride and you stay calm, you know, not that you give up or that you don't make plans, but you let sort of life happen around the plans you make and adjust for it, allow yourself to adjust for it, you can have these beautiful moments that you would have missed out on otherwise. So, you know, maybe you're like the A-team, right? And there's nothing like better than a good plan coming together. But there's something to be said for the idea of being present in your life and not becoming frustrated or too focused on yourself and your own plans. And to get to the place where you get to sit and spend 10 minutes on the side of a mountain with some deer and enjoy it, and not be in a wrong headspace where you're incapable of enjoying it, or you scare them away, whatever the case may be. So that was my day today. So that was the day, right? And it just made me think of that. You know, so many times I think in life we make plans, they're good plans, and they don't work out and we get upset, you know? And, but life is a beautiful thing. And there are so many wonderful surprises in places you never expected. And as the world kind of pushes and pulls you in different directions and you end up in a place you didn't plan on being, you know, don't be negative about it. Look around, see what's there with you. So I can easily rank today, you know, as one of the most frustrating days. If I wanted to, I could choose that. But instead, I'm choosing to today's going to be a day for me. Today's going to be a day that I got to enjoy some of God's creation in a way that I normally don't, and in a way that most people normally don't. You know, there's not many people in the world that that spend any time recently standing 30 yards away from four beautiful does in the snow. So that's it. That's for today. My advice, I guess, out of all this is to kind of let things happen a little bit, you know. Be focused, make plans, but be willing to accept that they're not going to work out, and that may be for the best. There's probably 100 different Bible verses that sort of pertain to this idea of not getting stuck in your own ways and your own plans, and that life's not going to work out the way that you want it to necessarily, but if you kind of stick to it and have the right mentality, that it's still beautiful and enjoyable, and you got to be able to let that happen. You got to let go just enough to let it all happen and to be able to see it for what it is. So listen, I hope you all have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I enjoyed this one. It wasn't very political. Trying to get away from the Second Amendment stuff. I'm mulling over the idea of doing a weekly UFC podcast. So I may record one of those about sort of this weekend's events and see what you think and then what's coming up. But yeah, let me know on Twitter at @Brown_DENISM. Let me know if that would be something that would interest you or not. And thanks for tuning in and have a great day.